Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to do what's best for this football team, whether that's a trade or whatever it is. And so we're open to whatever it is, if it's going to help the team. Those calls are really important, too, in terms of the trades, and what you want to really get a feel for going into the draft, knowing who's aggressive and who actually wants to come up, who's looking to move down. You want to get a feel for those. Now, they don't really materialize until the actual draft because it depends on what's there. But
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's draft day. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. It's Mike Johnson. It's Squid Billy Bo Morgan. It's Dylon behind the glass hanging out with you. And look, man, it's pretty simple. We've spent the entire day and really the last couple of months trying to figure out what Santa's going to bring tonight, man. We are 11 hours and 18 minutes away from the NFL draft and the Tennessee Titans being on the clock. I think most people assume that is Cam Ward that will be headed to Tennessee, which – It's undeniable that every quarterback name that is out there affects the Atlanta Falcons to some extent. And we're not going to sit here and dive back into Kirk Cousins for the next 2 hours or, you know, 15, whatever we got left. But it's undeniable, Bo, that every quarterback situation that you see pop up tonight will undoubtedly affect what the Falcons are able to do with Kirk Cousins and, in the end, who they can sign or move around headed towards the season to kind of get this roster in the right situation.
Yeah, merry draft day, by the way.
Dang.
Look, I think what I want is I want to see Cam Ward go one, Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter go two or three in that thing. Then I'd love to see, honestly, what Daniel Jeremiah has. Will Campbell four, Ashton Jeanty five, and then he has Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle at six, and Armand Mimbu at seven. That's perfect right there, okay? Now, what I hate is who he has going 8 and 9 to Carolina and New Orleans, which is Mason Graham and Michael Williams. But the thing is, it basically does what Arch was just talking about. It kind of does the opposite of that, where there's not a run on edge players if that's what you want, and there's – I don't know. If the top four players on the Falcons board are edge guys, that could help us.
Yeah,
and then that what happens in Daniel Jeremiah's is it plays out, Mike, where there is the next pick would be, I told you, Mason Graham, Michael Williams to Carolina and New Orleans. That sucks, but then there's Tyler Warren, Gray Zabel to the Niners, which is an offensive lineman, McMillan, the wide receiver to the Cowboys, which is a wide receiver, Colston Loveland, which is a tight end to the Broncos. Now you're looking at 14. Jalen Walker's still on the board. Mm. So is Shamar Stewart.
Mm.
And then Shamar Stewart goes to the Colts, and Jalen Walker would fall to the Falcons. The thing about that is I'm seeing that would play out in a situation where, to your point, there would be one edge to two edge, three edge players off the board before the Falcons get to their pick. And Art said there could be as many as six go before the Falcons. So that would – that would leave some premier edge players, and I personally think that Jalen Walker is very high on the Falcons' board. I think it just fits Ulbrich, what he wants to do. I think it fits what most any team would want to do in today's NFL world because of the player he is and what you've seen him at the highest level of football on one of the – you know, the best teams in football through the last 3 years. I think he's a junior, right?
Right.
So and he plays for one of the best defensive coaches in college football the last 15 years. And so that would work out perfect. But that's how the runs work. I mean, and you would have, what, a couple wide receivers go off the board, a couple of tight ends go off the board.
Yeah.
So and a couple offense, three or four offensive linemen go off the board. It's just funny how, again, that's why you can't predict drafts, because runs make the draft.
That's why you have to do your homework, and that's why Terry Fontenot and company have been doing their homework. Look, we got a few minutes before we get to Life of Squid, and I guess it's time, because we've had a lot of build up for this, right? And you know, it's Merry Christmas, it's everything else. I don't want to ask this and frame this as, man, best case scenario for Bo tonight. But in a way, that's kind of the way we have to approach this conversation. You can't sit out there and say, well, yeah, best case scenario is Travis Hunter falls to 15. Not happening. Right? I would love that. I'm sure that we would trust Raheem and whoever else to be able to do the right thing. I would love that. That's not what we're looking at happening tonight. So I think the way to ask this question, and I'll answer it first, what is the situation you deem most likely for the Atlanta Falcons? And all of that has to do with who is selected, to your point, who is selected in front, who is the one guy, I guess, Bo, another way to ask the question, who's the one guy that would hurt you if he's drafted in front of the Falcons and you didn't expect him to? And I think
you mean like 14?
Yes. Like if you got there and you're like, oh, God dang it. I thought that was our guy. I think, and I'm going to separate this into two conversations. The perfect scenario for me is just like you meant. If Jalen Walker were to fall, I would say that that is the perfect scenario. If you have a number of offensive players, offensive tackles, tight ends, whatever the combination has to be, that get taken in front of you and Jalen Walker to fall. I think the most likely pick, as I look at it and as I start to piece together and I look at mocks and I look at conversations, I think the most likely pick, to my point, and that's why I asked Arch about it, is Mykael Williams. I just think that there's questions about Mykael Williams as far as his output in college, what he was asked to do, his ability to rush the edge. But to Arch's point, when you look at Olbrich's defense, when you look at big body guys, those guys like Mykael Williams, Shamar Stewart, those guys are hard to find. They are hard to find. Yeah. So I feel like it's going to be a Georgia player tonight, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'd rather have Jalen Walker. I don't know that he makes it that far. But if it's not him, I have a strong gut feeling that the pick tonight will be Mykael Williams to the Atlanta Falcons.
I just feel like Mykael Williams, and I feel like Nick Skorton is going to be a better player in the league, and I think he could get him in the second round.
I think he's more ready right now because of what Mykael was asked to do in college.
But I love Mykael Williams.
Yes.
I think the athletic ability, you know, how much do you think – how much of what he was last year was ankle? And then how much of what he will be in the NFL is like Jay Glazer's tweet, and did he get paid?
Yeah.
Because he's obviously got to have NIL. I mean, I think most star players at Georgia have NIL. That would be ridiculous if he thought they didn't. They wouldn't be at Georgia anymore. They'd be somewhere else because they're 4- and 5-star recruits mainly on that roster.
Yeah.
So I've always had that little bit of in the back of my head with some. I mean, you could say the same about Jalen Walker, I guess. You could really say it about anybody.
Right.
To me, the guy that if they's taken right in front of the Falcons, that would hurt me a little bit. Is Mike Green. I don't disagree about anything you say with Mykael Williams.
Wow.
But the guy I've kind of I have if Terry said they're not talking about personal off the field stuff, then it's Mike Green. Because I hear a lot of guys kill the kid, and that's fine. And I'm talking about just on the field because of where he played or other things. Dude, I see dog. I see guy had effort. He's got very good hands. He's got a very good way of shedding blocks. You know, tight ends can't block him in the run game. His best game, like Mark Ross told us yesterday, came against Ohio State.
Yeah.
I guess my point is if they pass on him, that's fine. I just don't want to see him go in front and they don't have a chance at him. That's the way I view your question, and that's why I said him.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the one hiccup I have is Mykael Williams, and there's not many. There's not going to be this groan from the city of Atlanta if Mykael Williams is the pick tonight. I think everybody will be excited. The one thing that scares me, though, is he wasn't technically really an edge rusher in college. He played the five technique, right? And that's what you heard from Arch. You know, he'll be asked to do a little bit of that. It seems like an Ulbrich scheme. But we have not done a good job in the city of Atlanta over the course of time of developing players. We have gotten good players. Most of them have been first-rounders that just come in here, and they're good players. Developing pass rush moves and whatever else you need from Mykael Williams over the next couple of years, Bo, I don't know that I feel great about it. But he's a specimen, and I have a feeling like he's going to be the pick, and I know that he can get it done in the right situation.
See, I think it's such a good point by you because that's the biggest problem that I have in the evaluation from some people, air quote experts and fans, is they think he's a straight edge, and I think he's a run stopper more than anything.
Yeah, he uses that long body very, very well at the four-eye.
All right, I know we're going to get to Life of Squid here, but what is your wish? If the draft goes chalk, who do you want at 15? Like, I mean, chalk, like, we know that Jalen Walker goes in the top 10, Mykael Williams goes in the top 10, you know. It kind of plays out, and we've kind of seen most of what the mock drafts have. What's your number one wish? Your love pick?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My love pick is Jalen Walker.
Okay, and he's gone.
Two months ago, we never even thought that was even a possibility.
I still don't think
behind that, I'm on board with Shamar Stewart and Mykael Williams. I think Shamar Stewart may be a little bit more. Although his output wasn't great. But I don't know. I think it's hard to answer your question. What even is chalk? I don't even know what that even looks like.
I
don't mind if you take an offensive tackle. I don't mind if you take Mike Green. I'm not in love with either one of those. I don't want you to get James Pierce necessarily. I don't want you to get Donovan Azaraku. I don't know what chalk is, man. And it's a hard question to answer, and it's something that we'll be wondering all the way up till pick 15 tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just would tell you, and being realistic, do not forget Jahdae Barron's name or Jahad Campbell's, because it could be very realistic that one of those guys is at 15. Dylan, when I get home tonight from the draft from Mercedes-Benz, a pork chop probably do a bottle. I think Squid's going to have an Allen Lager, his wine down.
you'll have a can, you'll have a bottle? Okay.
Yep. Hoodie-hoo. I think I'll do that, and then I'll probably at some point have some Baron Burton's W sauce on something tonight. Star Wars is now a product of Disney. Disney has screwed it up in a lot of ways. And in our own Grant McCauley's very much been a big
Not happy with it, man.
Yeah, he's been very vocal about his thoughts on it. The best thing probably they did was a movie called Rogue One, which was the prelude to A New Hope Star Wars, which was actually Episode 4. And they made a TV show off of it called Andor. Second season is out. Apparently, from what I have not started it. They released the first three episodes. But when I heard this directly leads into the movie Rogue One, so I'm assuming it'll be the last season. I brought all that up to ask you, Mike, how you decided to watch Star Wars with Ridge.
Dude, I had so much feedback, and I appreciate everybody.
I'm insulted you didn't ask me, by the way.
Well, it was. I put it out on social. So you were one of the people that could have read that, and you probably did. And nonetheless, you're asking me about it right now. So, I say all that to say, I had a lot of feedback. You need a freaking Rand McNally roadmap to be able to find your way through the Star Wars verse. We started with The Phantom Menace. It has been very slow trudging for my four-year-old. He's like 20 minutes, and then he wants to play with Legos, and then 20 minutes, he wants to throw the football, and then 20 minutes. So, we are still on the very end of Phantom Menace, and we'll move on from there. I didn't start from the very, very old beginning because I didn't think he'd be into the graphics. It's working out so far, man. It's been more of a babysitter than anything, but we're getting there. It's slow moving. I think it'll catch fire at some point, though.
Man, that's cool. That's cool to hear. I'm glad you guys are getting to experience that together. Merry draft day. Let's go get us an impact defensive player, Atlanta. That's what matters. Impact defensive player.
Oh my God!
And we'll have. I'm sure we'll have the introductory press conference of Kelvin Banks tomorrow. I kid.